Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Hubb. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Well, welcome to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley. And Denny, I can't tell you how excited I am about today's guest. He and I have known each other, I guess, the last 4 or 5 years. And so I'm really looking forward to today's interview.
I'm looking forward to it, too. I met him, I guess, about the time that he started driving for you. He is your chauffeur. Does a lot of driving for you, and met him back 4 or 5 years ago. Not sure the first time, but I tell you, the first time was a great time. I just really appreciate Bob Collier. Hey, hi, Bob.
Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you guys?
Well, we're doing pretty good, but this is going to be all about you. So, you ready for some questions? And I know Chip knows you better than I do, so I'm going to kind of just take a sideline here and let Chip do most of the talking, Bob.
Well, that's a little dangerous, Denny.
I know it is, but, you know, when you don't have much to choose from, you got to go with what you got. So.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Chip.
Yeah, all right, Bob. So let's just start with your education. I know that you graduated from the University of Arkansas, though you were you actually born and raised in Texas?
No, I was born and raised in Oklahoma.
All right.
I lived in Oklahoma until I was about 18, went off to college. So I'm a true bred Missourian by now.
All right. But you did have some time in Texas, though, right?
Actually, Chip, my parents lived in Texas, my mom, but no, I never did live in Texas.
Okay, but your brothers did then.
You can't be an OU fan and live in Texas.
Well, same thing about Arkansas. I mean, you went to Arkansas, didn't you?
Well, yes, but you can be a Razorback and a Sooner fan.
Oh, okay.
now what college was that? Was that in Fayetteville?
Actually, I started out in a community college in Altus, Oklahoma. Went there for 2 years and finished my associate's degree. And then I went to Weatherford, Oklahoma, and finished my bachelor's degree there at Southwestern State. Oh, okay. In Weatherford.
Okay.
My uncles lived there, too, and we all lived in one house and had a great time.
Mm, yeah, okay.
My uncles were about my age. In fact, one of them was just 9 months older.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I can imagine you having a great time.
Right. Then after that, guys, I did get a fellowship to go to the University of Arkansas. And in order to get the scholarship, I had to teach English there for... the first year I taught freshmen, the second year I taught juniors there at the University of Arkansas, taught English, and then I eventually came to Pittsburgh State University and finished my master's degree there.
At Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Kansas?
Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Okay, uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, so Bob, now you and your wife, your family, live in Carl Junction, Missouri. And you taught you taught high school Spanish at Carl Junction, right?
I was at Carl Junction High School and Junior High for 30 years, Chip. That's a long time. Yeah. And yes, I did teach Spanish. I also taught English. And the last, 7 or 8 years, I did something a little different. I was the media specialist for a while. And then the last 3 years, I was the first A-plus coordinator there at Carl Junction, and we were able to get our A-plus certification, which would allow the students there to get their books and tuition paid to a junior college. So I was really pleased to be able to be involved in that.
And after your time teaching, you moved on to being a director. What was that about?
Yes, sir. I was the director of an education service center in Webb City, Missouri. It's called Southwest Center for Educational Excellence. And I was there for about 11 years, or 12 years maybe. I served as the director. And what we did, it was a consortium of school districts in this area. And it allowed for better communication among all the school districts. We also helped teachers to get extra hours. We had workshops for teachers. We had meetings with teachers and superintendents. It was just an organization that helped the school districts to be able to work together more in this area.
So after you completed all the things that you did regarding your employment, and I know there was a time that you were even an interim, I guess, teacher, continuing to do that at CJ. Is that right?
Yes, sir. For a few years, I was a substitute teacher. And, when the pandemic hit, I decided to quit doing that. So I didn't even sign up this year. But I enjoyed that also. You know, everybody says the kids nowadays are so different than they used to be. But I don't find that to be true.
Yeah.
It was just about like when I was teaching.
Yeah. Well, you
still good kid.
We won't talk about it here, but you've told me some stories, things that you shared with me, when you've been substituting. But Bob, why don't you share with everybody a little bit about your family?
Okay. Well, I have a wife, Linda, and I married her in 1969. So we've been married for 52 years.
Wow.
I have two sons, Ryan and Derek. And then we thought that was all we were going to have. And then, whoops, when I was 42, we had a daughter, and her name is Abby. And now I have, let's see, I have 5 grandkids.
All right. Okay. And I used to work with Derek at the Independent Living Center here in town. And we'll get into that here in just a moment. But I also know, Bob, you also have some pets. I know you have, one dog and a cat, and I don't know what else.
We have two cats. They're sisters, and they're ragdoll cats. They're really beautiful. They're a special breed that's supposed to be more like a dog, and they'll follow you around and do things that dogs typically do, They don't bark, but... but they are really, really good pets. And then we have a dog named Riley. And, of course, he's named after Lincoln Riley, who's the coach of the Oklahoma Sooners.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, hey, Bob,
let me ask you real quick.
He's a big OU fan.
Yeah, let me ask you real quick. Do you live in Joplin?
Actually, I live in Carl Junction.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if you were around when the tornado came through there, if it affected you. I'm sure it affected you in some way, but not directly. So I'm just curious about that.
No, not directly, but my son Derek was within 2 blocks of the swath of that tornado.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
So he was really lucky. Of course, we've had a couple of tornadoes, here in Carl Junction.
Yeah.
The last one that hit, our house was just a couple of blocks away from that one.
Wow. Okay. Go ahead, Chip.
So I think.
Or, go ahead, Bob. Either one of you.
Oh, I was just going to say maybe we're a tornado magnet.
Well, I'll tell you, tornado alley. Yeah, could be. Yeah.
Well, that one that came through Carl Junction, Bob, wasn't it like in 2003, somewhere in there?
Well, there was one then, but there was also one just 2 or 3 years ago that came through Briarbrook. Briarbrook is the neighborhood where we live.
So, Bob, you and I actually met, and again, probably I know it had to be at least 4, maybe 5 years ago, I was working at the Independent Living Center, and I needed a guide and driver that would be able to drive me back and forth to the Capitol, because I was the legislative person there for the Independent Living Center. And you and I met, and just really kind of fell into this real good relationship. And you've been a good friend. We've had a lot of fun together. So how did that all work out? How'd that come about exactly?
Well, Chip, you said it's been 4 or 5 years. Let me tell you, it seems like an eternity.
I can imagine.
No, Chip is a great friend. I really appreciate him, and I'm amazed at the things that he can do, you know, as a blind person. All the technology that he's able to use is just amazing to me. We did meet through my son, who was there working at the center where Chip worked, and he thought maybe this would be a good match to put me with Chip. So that's what we did. And I think it may have been 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah, it could have been.
Probably
has. Could have been.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Bob, I remember Chip says it's been a lot of fun with you, but I remember a time that we had to go to court there in Kansas City for the blind pension. And I think it was Chip and Chris Gray and myself, and you were driving us. And we that was the year that the Kansas City Royals won the World Series, and they were going to have a parade that same day. We got in the courthouse, and everything was fine, but when we came out, they had the roads all blocked, and we were stuck there for 3 or 4 hours before we could get out. And you tried to find places to get out driving around. And I thought, I don't know if you got hair on your head, but if you did, I know you were pulling it out then, because you were really frustrated trying to get us out of there. But you did a great job.
I remember that well, Denny.
Yeah,
I sure do.
You bet.
And I don't have any hair now. I might have had a little bit then. But yeah,
it turned out to be a good time, though. Yeah, we stopped and got a bite to eat and just kind of walked around and met the people. It was good to be a part of that exciting time for the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah.
Right. And I really loved all those trips that I went on with Chip, you know, and met all the MCB people. Really made a lot of friends among you guys, and I really have enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know, Bob, that you become more a part of MCB, but you've assisted me because I'm on the advisory council for Missouri Assistive Technology, as well as the Governor's Council on Disability. So you've been my guide and driver to both those meetings that I've had to go to, as well as we just mentioned, MCB. And you are now currently the editor for ATI, Special Interest Affiliate of the Missouri Council of the Blind. You've been gracious to take on that position and done an absolutely fabulous job as our editor, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And glad that you are a part of ATI. And I know also you've helped with the voting process as well, and so you've kind of got to know some folks and had some real fun with a lot of different people. And share a little bit about maybe some of the people that you've been able to meet, even though maybe you can't exactly recall their names, but maybe just different times or different things that since becoming a member of MCB that you've enjoyed.
Yes, as I said earlier, I've really enjoyed meeting, you know, a lot of different people. I always enjoy Bev. Of course, Denny knows Bev really well. And I just really enjoyed the voting process. Again, it was just kind of amazing to me what the blind community, you know, is capable of. It's almost like the blindness is not even a problem with them. They're just able to do almost everything, and I really appreciate that. Lots of people. I got to meet Chris Gray and do a lot of things with him. As you said, I probably can't remember everyone's name, but I really appreciated everyone that I've met. They're great people.
And you even were able to attend one of the ACB National Conference and Conventions that we held there in St. Louis. That was a great time that we had together then, too.
Yes, I remember that was July the 4th week. I remember watching the fireworks during that time.
Yeah, yeah. And Bob, and
if you remember, Chip, I had not planned to stay for that.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
But then I decided that I would stay, and I don't think I had any clothes with me. I probably had to buy clothes.
Yeah, we've been meaning to talk to you about that, Bob. You know.
and Bob, you and I have worked together when we've gone to Washington, D.C., representing the Missouri Council of the Blind. So you've been on a number of trips with me to Washington, D.C. as well.
I have, and I enjoyed those too.
I think we had some of the some of the best bread pudding there, Bob, that I remember. You remember that time?
It was delicious. Yeah. Let me tell you, Denny, it's not as good as Famous Dave's. Have you
really?
Read Famous
No,
Dave's?
I haven't. I haven't.
Well, you know, you find the Famous Dave's and get you some bread pudding.
Now, is that a restaurant or what?
Yeah, it's a barbecue restaurant.
There in Carthage or in Joplin?
There's one in Springfield and one in Branson.
Oh, okay.
Those are the two that I'm aware of.
Okay. I'll have to check it out.
Well, it's delicious.
Well, talking about Branson, Bob, I know you've got a little place down there. You got a little trailer down there. You and your family go down there quite often. And I know how much you love to going down there and going to a lot of shows. You've been to a lot of them down there. You've even been to a lot of them more than once, twice, you know, several times. So share with us maybe some of the things that you've enjoyed down in Branson.
Yes, years ago, back in 1983, there was an RV resort that opened. And they were offering, some prizes or I don't remember exactly what it was. But if you would take a tour of that little resort. Well, we took a tour of the resort and we decided to buy a membership. So we've been a member of Treasure Lake there since 1983. I think we're probably one of the oldest members there. And we just thoroughly enjoy it. We have an RV that we have there. It's parked in a storage space. We call them. They pull it out for us, put it on the site, and then they'll also put it back for me. So I just keep the RV there, and we go down often. And you're right. I love the shows. We have season passes to a couple of them, and we do see them more than once, for sure. A good time.
And I know something else that you and your wife really enjoy doing. You've been on a number of different cruises. I think you've probably been just about everywhere, and sometimes even again more than once. Why don't you share with us some of the cruises that you've been on that you've really enjoyed?
Okay, yes, we do really enjoy cruising. We probably had our first cruise back in the late 1980s, I would say. And since that time, I don't keep count, but we've done many cruises. I know when I'm on board with some folks, they'll brag about how many cruises they've done. You know, they'll say, "Well, this is my 51st cruise. How about you?" So I'm determined that I'm not going to keep track of it because those people irritate me. But anyway. We do enjoy it a lot. Probably my favorite cruise has been to Alaska. We've been there twice. We got to see all of the glaciers and enjoy Alaska, you know, during the fall when it's not cold there at all, probably in the 70s usually. So that's really a good one. Of course, we've been all around the Caribbean islands. We've been to Panama, various places in the Caribbean. We enjoy all that also. We've also been to Canada on a cruise.
Now, how'd you get to Canada on a cruise? You go up to Mississippi?
Well, we boarded in New York, Benny.
Uh-huh.
And then from New York, we went, I think, to Boston and then up to Maine, Bar Harbor, Maine, and some of those places.
Okay.
And then we ended up in Quebec and went down the St. Lawrence and toured Quebec, and then we just came back the same way.
Okay. You never did run across Shirley Brokaw on one of those cruises, did you?
I do know Shirley, but I don't think I've seen her on a cruise.
Yeah, she likes to cruise also, sure does.
She sure does, yes. Yeah. Well, Bob, not only do you and your wife, Linda, enjoy cruising, but, you know, I know you've got some real nice vacation spots. This past place that you visited, Cozumel, I don't think you wanted to come home, did you?
You're right there. You know, after the pandemic, it was just nice to be able to relax there in the Caribbean. And we did have a great time. It was a really small resort. Not very many people there. In fact, sometimes we were the only ones in the restaurant when we were eating. But it was just so nice to be able to relax on the beach, and we thoroughly enjoyed it.
Hey, Bob, let me ask you this. You being an English teacher, how do you pronounce that? Caribbean or Caribbeans?
You know, I pronounce it Caribbean, but I've heard a lot of people say Caribbean, and yeah. I think either one is okay.
Okay, just curious.
Well, that keep him out of trouble, I guess. Yeah. Well, Bob, I know you've been so active, and you know, we've talked about a number of different things here today. Is there anything that maybe we haven't talked about yourself or your wife, family, that you'd like to share with everybody?
Well, you know, you and I mentioned, Chip, the organizations that I belong to. Might talk a little bit about them. I don't belong to nearly as many as you and Denny, but I've been really active in the Four State Christian Fellowship, which is an organization of Christian men in this area, and then later we added women, so we had to change it from Four State Christian Men to just Four State Christian Fellowship. We couldn't leave out the ladies. But that was an organization that met monthly. We had a Christian program presented each time, had refreshments and just some good fellowship. I was treasurer of that organization, oh my, I don't know for how long, probably 15 years or longer. And then I'm also on the board for the local Christian campus ministry called Koinonia. I've been serving on that board since the early 1990s. Hmm. So those are two organizations that I've been really active with. I was also in the Carl Junction Webb City Rotary Club and served as vice president and president. That was several years ago. And those are the main organizations that I've been active in.
Well, Bob, before we close it out here, let me just say this. My driver, I have a driver now. His name is also Bob. And he and you... I guess it goes with the name, but you are a guy that has never met a stranger. I mean,
that's true.
You can go up to a complete stranger and start conversation with them, and it's just like you've been old friends forever. And that's the way my driver is, Bob. He will be at a restaurant, and he'll go to a table that he doesn't know him. He just starts talking to him. But you, Bob, are just so much like that. You'd never meet a stranger. You really don't. And that I admire that in you. You know, for anybody that can do that, just strike up a conversation, and that's why you have so many friends. You got such a great personality, Bob. You're always smiling, and you're just a great guy to be with. You really are. Chip is very fortunate.
Well, thank you, Denny. I appreciate that, and I can't wait to meet your Bob.
Yeah, you will one of these days here pretty soon, I'm sure.
And you talk about my smiling. Let me tell you, I hesitate to smile right now. I had to have two teeth pulled.
Uh-oh.
And if I smile very big, got a gap there.
Well, we don't have the video turned on here, so go ahead and smile all you want.
Right. I was happy when Chip told me it was going to be just audio.
Yeah. Go ahead and close it out there, Chip.
Yeah, okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to Meet the People today, our interview today with Bob Collier. As I mentioned, just been able to get to know him, and he and I have laughed so hard at times that it just absolutely would bring tears to my eyes, and we've had so much fun together. I mean, especially because Bob, even though he's just such a delightful person to be around, sometimes he can forget things, and I'm always so amazed that he can set something down and walk away from it and then have to go back and retrieve it. He's forgot about it. There's been many times that we've gone to the Capitol in Jefferson City, and he'll be standing there at the urinal with his tablet or something and let there, and then just simply walk away and have to go back and retrieve it. So, guys, we've had so many wonderful times together, and I'm looking forward to even more fun times together, being around Bob. Bob, thank you so much for being our guest today. We really appreciated it. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, Bob's going to be having knee surgery on October the 13th, which I believe is a Wednesday. So please keep Bob in your prayers. I know that he would certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
No problem. And folks, thank you for listening to this edition of Meet the People of MCB. If you have someone you'd like for Chip and I to interview, be sure and give me a call at 636-428-1500 or call Chip at
417-540-9703.
And keep listening to Meet the People of MCB. The next time, you might even hear yourself on here. Thank you all. God bless.
Bye-bye.